This is the Music History Today podcast for March 10th. On today's show, cancel culture hits the Dixie Chicks, Mookie Blaylock gets a name change, and Marvin Gaye's estate wins some serious money. First up, though, on this date in 1937, the phrase jitterbug was coined to describe kids dancing at a Benny Goodman concert at the Paramount Theater in New York City. In 1956, Bobby Darin performed on television for the first time. In 1961, songwriter Jeff Barry of the songwriting duo of Barry Greenwich signed his first big contract with Trinity Music. In 1963, singer Patsy Cline's funeral was held. Also on that same day, Little Stevie Wonder recorded the song Fingertips. In 1964, Simon and Garfunkel recorded the song The Sounds of Silence. In 1984, Ian Gillan left Black Sabbath. In 1991, Mookie Blaylock, the band, not the basketball player, changed their name to Pearl Jam. Also in 1991, Sting and Elton John were among the performers at the Rock for the Rainforest benefit charity concert. In 1995, Al Green was one of the first performers at opening night of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. The hotel closed in February 2020, just 1 month before COVID lockdowns took place. The hotel is scheduled to reopen on the site of the Treasure Island Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip at some point in the future. In 2000, singers Vince Gill and Amy Grant got married. In 2003, during a concert in London, England, Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks, now known as the Chicks, spoke about the then-popular war in Iraq and said, quote, "Just so you know, we're on the good side with y'all. We do not want this war, this violence, and we're ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas," end quote. The president being George W. Bush, who used to be the governor of Texas. The group then received massive cancel culture backlash, including basically getting blacklisted for a few years, no less. We discussed this entire incident on the Music History In-Depth podcast on this particular podcast network, and that podcast is already dropped. In 2007, singer and actress Tanya Mara got married. Also in 2007, Matt Hetherington married TV host Melissa Katsas. In 2009, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins testified in front of Congress in support of the Performance Rights Act that was going through Congress at that time. In 2015, Marvin Gaye's estate was awarded $7.3 million after a jury found that Robin Thicke's song Blurred Lines had plagiarized Marvin Gaye's song Got to Give It Up Parts 1 and 2. And in 2021, Mariah Carey filed an application with the United States government to trademark the phrase Queen of Christmas. In classical music, in 1888, the symphonic poem Psyche by César Franck was performed for the first time. In 1906, Maurice Ravel premiered his piece Sonantine. In 1940, W2XBS-TV in New York City had the first opera telecast. And in 1954, the New York City revival of the German production The Three Penny Opera premiered. In award ceremonies that were held on March 10th, in 1982, country singer Barbara Mandrell was the big winner at the People's Choice Awards. In 1992, Color Me Bad and Natalie Cole were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. In 2003, AC/DC, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, The Police, and The Clash were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2007, Jennifer Hudson and Jermaine Dupri were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. And in 2008, Madonna, John Mellencamp, and Leonard Cohen were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Albums that were released in the UK on March 10th include in 1997 when the Bee Gees released Still Waters. Meanwhile, in Japan, in 1973, the Carpenters released Max 20. In America, in 1967, Aretha Franklin released I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You. It was her first album on Atlantic Records. In 1967, same day, Cat Stevens released Matthew and Son. In 1972, Thin Lizzy released Shades of a Blue Orphanage, and Dolly Parton released Touch Your Woman. In 1976, The Temptations released Wings of Love. In 1978, The Buzzcocks released Another Music in a Different Kitchen. In 1979, Simple Minds released Life in a Day. In 1981, John Cale released Honey Scott. In 1981, same day, Joe Walsh released There Goes a Neighborhood. In 1992, Buffalo Tom released Let Me Come Over. The Church released Priest Equals Aura. Queen released Classic Queen. In 1995, Zard released Forever You. In 1997, the Little River Band released I Dream Alone, and Sheena Easton released Body and Soul. In 1998, the Mamas and the Papas released their Greatest Hits album. Bad Manners released their Collections album. Killer Priest released Heavy Mental. Motorhead released Snakebite Love. Robbie Robertson released Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy. And Eric Clapton released Pilgrim. In 2008, Rory Gallagher released The Essential Rory Gallagher. In 2009, Rick Springfield released My Precious Little One, Lullabies for a New Generation. In 2015, the band released Palladium Circles, the classic NYC broadcast 1976, and Madonna released Rebel Heart. And in 2023, Miley Cyrus released Endless Summer Vacation. Singles that were released in the UK on March 10th include in 1967 when Pink Floyd released their debut single, Arnold Lane, and Jeff Beck released Hi Ho Silver Lining. Meanwhile in America, in 1959, Elvis Presley did a twofer. He released Now and Then, There's a Fool Such as I, and I Need Your Love Tonight. In 1969, Led Zeppelin released Good Times, Bad Times. In 1975, John Lennon released Stand By Me. In 1981, Kim Carnes released Betty Davis Eyes. In 1989, Eric Clapton released Bad Love. In 1992, the Red Hot Chili Peppers released Under the Bridge, and Jodeci released Come and Talk to Me. In 1998, Semisonic released Closing Time. In 2003, Lone Star released My Front Door Looking In. In 2015, Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa released See You Again from one of the Fast and the Furious movies. In 2016, Zayn Malik released Like I Would. And in 2017, Nicki Minaj released Regret in Your Tears. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 10th include singer Bad Bunny, also singer Carrie Underwood, producer Rick Rubin, Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam, producer Timbaland, Jerry Horton of Papa Roach, singer-songwriter Robin Thicke, singer Ruth Reese, rapper Conceited, rapper Mod Sun, singer Emily Sand, singer Kiki Wyatt, singer Haifa Webe, singer Edie Brickell of Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, Bunny DeBarge of the group DeBarge, singer and actress Emily Osment, composer Arthur Honegger, jazz musician Bix Biederbeck, Jethro Burns of Homer and Jethro, Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, singer Nana Cherry, Doug Ardito of Puddle of Mud, Pete Nelson of the Flower Pot Men, Tom Scholz of the group Boston, singer Tina Charles, Ted McKenna of the sensational Alex Harvey Band, guitarist Ronnie Earl, singer Debbie Deb, and singer Larry Hernandez. And yes, Robin Thicke had that judgment against him on his birthday. Happy birthday. Wow, that's pretty rough. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 10th include composer Diogo Dias Melgas, who passed away in 1700 at the age of 61. Composer Johann Schell passed away in 1701 at the age of 52. Composer Wenzel von Reidelt passed away in 1716 at the age of 48. Composer Muzio Clementi passed away in 1832 at the age of 79. Composer Joseph Francois Nel passed away in 1861 at the age of 67. Composer Antonio Pacini passed away in 1866 at the age of 87. Composer Isaac Ignaz Moscheles passed away in 1870 at the age of 75. Pianist Ciro Pensuti passed away in 1888 at the age of 57. Composer Teodolo Mabellini passed away in 1897 at the age of 79. Composer Johann Hartmann passed away in 1900 at the age of 94. Composer Vasily Rangel passed away in 1901 at the age of 38. Pianist and composer Karl Renick passed away in 1910 at the age of 85. Composer Arthur Hervey passed away in 1922 at the age of 67. Composer Horace Nickel passed away in 1922 at the age of 73. Jazz pianist Irving Aronson passed away from heart issues in 1963 at the age of 68. Composer Yorgos Batis passed away in 1967 at the age of 81. Composer Mabel Daniels passed away in 1971 at the age of 92. Composer Quinto Magnini passed away in 1974 at the age of 76. Composer Leopold Samuel passed away in 1975 at the age of 91. Organist E. Power Biggs passed away in 1977 at the age of 70. Composer Bill Hopkins passed away from heart issues in 1981 at the age of 37. Singer-songwriter and teen idol Andy Gibb, also the brother of the Bee Gees, Gibbs Brothers, that is, passed away in 1988 at the age of 30. We discuss his life and also his death on the Music History In-Depth podcast, which has dropped on this network as of right now. Composer William Wordsworth passed away in 1988 at the age of 79. Singer Doc Green of the Drifters passed away in 1989 at the age of 54. Composer Georgios Zampitas passed away in 1992 at the age of 66. Musician Heinrich van Leeuwen passed away in 1995 at the age of 79. Singer Laverne Baker passed away from cardiovascular disease in 1997 at the age of 67. Singer-songwriter Massimo Morcello passed away in 2001 at the age of 42. Bassist Dave Blood of the Dead Milkmen passed away from a drug overdose in 2004 at the age of 47. Singer Danny Joe Brown of Molly Hatchet passed away from pneumonia in 2005 at the age of 53. Multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter Mindy Jostin passed away from cancer in 2005 at the age of 48. Opera singer Anna Mofo passed away in 2006 at the age of 73. Session guitarist Chuck Day passed away in 2008 at the age of 65. Jazz bassist Dennis Irwin passed away in 2008 at the age of 56. Guitarist Mickey Jones of the group Man passed away from a brain tumor in 2010 at the age of 63. Pianist and composer Edgar Valcarcel passed away in 2010 at the age of 77. Organist Heinz Wunderlich passed away in 2012 at the age of 92. Blues organist Shirley Scott passed away from heart issues in 2014 at the age of 67. Keith Emerson of Emerson, Lake & Palmer committed suicide in 2016 at the age of 71. Singer Gogie Grant passed away in 2016 at the age of 91. Jazz singer Ernestine Anderson passed away in 2016 at the age of 87. Singer Joni Sledge of Sister Sledge passed away in 2017 at the age of 60. Conductor Guido Kokars passed away in 2017 at the age of 95. Guitarist and singer-songwriter Asa Bremner of the group The Modern Lovers passed away in 2019 at the age of 65. Singer Beba Selimovic passed away in 2020 at the age of 80. Composer Stephen Scott passed away from dementia in 2021 at the age of 76. And jazz pianist Jessica Williams passed away in 2022 at the age of 73. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 11th when, in 1991, Pearl Jam starts recording their debut album, 10.